churches in Osetia are uniquely qualified to share the gospel. A missing aid shipment is keenly felt in Haiti, and kids take action to help Ugandans return home. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A war of spin is raging between Georgian and Russian authorities. They're trying to justify their actions. Some suggest Georgia was on a mission of genocide. Some believe Russia simply wants to remove Georgia's president. Others think U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney orchestrated the event for political reasons. Bible Mission International is working in North Osetia, says Paul Hagelgans.
We don't care about who's right, who's wrong. We only what we care about is more than 35,000 people. They're by relative. They're in different schools, a lot of them in hospitals, and a lot of them in summer camps.
Hagelgans says the Beslan area churches are reaching out, praying their experience with the painful school massacre will help lead refugees to Christ.
And they understand what's going on there, because they had this experience several years ago. People there right now are hopeless. They don't know what to do. In this situation, they're ready to hear gospel.
That's why he's asking you to pray and give. Meanwhile, the Chinese government is refusing to return 300 Bibles they confiscated from a Vision Beyond Borders team Sunday. The team was waiting to get the Bibles back, but has since left the airport. In China, Bibles sell for 6 months to a year's salary on the black market, says Diane Romaine.
They're just very difficult for them to find and then also very, very expensive. So even though they say that there are Bibles in China, they keep so few that ordinary person cannot afford those Bibles, and so many pastors even in China are without Bibles.
The plan was to give them to churches. It's believed that 40 people come to Christ for every Bible distributed. Romaine says,
I think this portrays the heart of the government, that they want an image that says that they have religious freedom, but in all practice, whenever you try to practice that religious freedom, it's not there.
Pray for protection and wisdom while the team waits, and pray that the Bibles are returned. You're listening to Mission Network News. A shipment of emergency food aid made it to Haiti, but for Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says it vanished.
Three complete ships of food were supposed to have arrived in Port-au-Prince on June the 4th. No one has a clue what happened to the food. It was not distributed.
People are starving en masse. DeHart says it's heartbreaking because they can't help everyone.
People are standing at the gate begging, and you cannot expand the food program to include everybody because you don't know when the next food is coming in.
Ministry is growing complicated for their staff.
They need God's guidance on how to deal with this because people can't hear the gospel message over a growling tummy, but we're in a situation where we can't feed all the tummies that are growling.
Meanwhile, Partners International says their training seminars have seen encouraging results among the Koya in Orissa State. Mutha comes from a village in the region that's under the threat of terrorists. She and her husband recently attended a scripture and use training seminar. They've been putting into practice the evangelistic methods. Thanks to the efforts of this couple, they've planted a local church with 16 families. The church's influence is also reaching nearby villages. And most middle schoolers don't know much about the war in Uganda. The kids their age don't have homes because moving out of a refugee camp means leaving behind life-saving clean water. Kids in Kelly Riggs's classroom in San Antonio, Texas do. With lots of fundraising and the help of Living Water International, her students drilled a well in Uganda. Riggs visited the finished project this summer and saw the beginning of the abundant life Jesus promised becoming a reality for that village. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available the music video, The Lord's Prayer, yours free for the asking. It's a moving, high-end production showing how the power of the Lord's Prayer unites Christians in the Arab world. It'll inspire you, too. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.